It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans are grappling with a major migration crisis. As Europeans cope with the biggest migration crisis since the Second World War, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel was booed as she visited the city of Heidenau near the Czech border, scene of anti-immigrant protests. Ms. Merkel says treating with humanity and dignity those who come to us is part of our basic understanding. It is what symbolizes Germany. The chancellor referred to recent protests as shameful and disgusting. Dozens of police were hurt when protesters hurled bottles and fireworks at officers trying to prevent asylum seekers from seeking shelter over the weekend. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Middle East and Afghanistan surged across the Serbian border into Hungary. Greece and Italy have urged other European Union member states to do more to share the migration burden. Rescuers on the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands of migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 perished in the perilous journey. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Wednesday signed a peace agreement meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government and rebel forces. Mr. Kiir has expressed reservations over power sharing, demilitarizing Juba, and the use of foreign peace monitors. Among the heads of state at the ceremony Wednesday was Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta.
I will appeal to you to set aside those reservations. To look at the greater picture, to look at the people that you lead, to look at the need for peace, to look at the need for unity.
The United States has welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but Washington cautioned it would take hard work to fully implement. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes since December 2013. This is VOA News.